topics I wanted to go over today. And this is something I trained on before. It's been about 5 years since I've done it. So Lydia said, boy, these are great topics. And it comes from a book that's called The 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing. And so I wanted to get out here and retrain it for everybody so that we could get the ideas and the concepts in your head and get the outlines on the Manatrain website so that you could use it potentially in training some of your people and working with them. And the book is called The 9 Unbreakable Laws of Network Marketing, The Master Keys to Building Downlines Quickly. And Don Ginn is the guy who is behind doing this book. It's made by Dreammaker Production. I can put some information on I'll send it out to you if you were interested in ordering it. It's just a little booklet. It's not really a book per se. It's more of a booklet that's about 60 pages long. But and Don Ginn is a fellow that I actually took some coaching from when I was very, you go through different stages in Manatech, and as I started growing my business and I got to be, I was either almost presidential, maybe executive director or something, and I just decided I need some outside coaching, and I contracted with Don. I just did a 2-month program with him and was impressed with him. He helped me a lot in terms of leadership issues, and I really enjoyed the booklet because it had a lot of great information that's really basic to network marketing, but a lot of us miss the basics. We get so involved in all the golden keys and the glycopros and all this other stuff, and we go, time out. Let's go back to the basics. And that's what he calls these 9 unbreakable laws in network marketing. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to try to cover 2 per week because they're simple and they don't take a lot. I could spend a whole session on each one of them, but I think they're more for you to dwell on and say, how is it working on my business? And we can cover 2, I believe we can cover 2 per session. Today, the first one is the first law that he has in his book is called the law of momentum. And a lot of people ask me about momentum. They go, Mary Jo, how does momentum play a part in your business? And I go, momentum is everything. I mean, momentum is so critical. And momentum is really the concept of how to bring your business to new heights. And I see so many people, they don't succeed in network marketing because they never build any momentum in their business. And it's a force that drives your business. And we can see momentum in a lot of different things. You can look at different athletic events, and you can say building momentum. You can see, and for those of you who are in the Dallas area who support the Dallas Mavericks, you can say when the shift of momentum occurred, when the Mavericks won back-to-back games here and they went to Miami in the NBA Finals and they lost after, being ahead by 13 points with 6 minutes left, they allowed that lead to dissipate. The total momentum of that NBA Finals shifted in a big way, and they never got it back. Because the teams were very evenly matched, but you didn't see the big players from Dallas step up and play their big games. But boy, did you see the momentum change the whole approach of the Miami Heat. So you see momentum can carry people in a whole other direction, no matter what their talents or what their skills are. It's a force of nature. It's a force that we have to recognize exists. And we want to tap into it to allow it to work on our behalf instead of work against us. So it's really critical that you really look at momentum and say, how do I build momentum in my organization? Because I don't want lethargy to set in and inertia and all these things, and your business starts spiraling in the wrong direction. And what one of the things Don says is, he says, the difference between having momentum and not is reaching your goals in 6 months versus 6 years. Wow. And I don't know about some of you guys, but, I don't know if I'm that patient to wait for 6 years or 12 years or 24 years to get some of the goals that I've set or that I feel that the Lord's laying on my heart to accomplish in my life. It's kind of like, I think I would like to see them earlier, not later. So it's about building that momentum. So your first goal needs to be acknowledge momentum as a critical, power of or force of nature, a force that drives your business, and then figure out how do I build it. My goal is how do I build momentum? What builds it? What sustains it? What advances it in my business so that I can acknowledge what it's going to take? And one of the things that will kick off momentum for you is stepping up to massive action. Some people have like blitz programs. They'll incorporate a blitz program that'll kick them off in a direction that really gets them moving and going. But the most important thing about building momentum, most important, is consistency of action. And that's where so many networkers fall off. I have people, even some of my best business builders, they'll go on and they'll, you know, they send me weekly reports because I do coaching calls with some of them, and they'll put down, and they won't have on their weekly action plan, they won't have, you know, sign up two new people. They'll say, well, this week I chose not to prospect because I had so much follow-up to do. And I'm like, uh-oh. There we go. Consistency of action. If you're in this to do it as a business and you really want to prospect it, you've got to prospect every week. You can't stop prospecting because something came up, because you had too many people to nurture or follow up with, or you got lost. I mean, Mary Jo didn't win Denver last period because I stopped prospecting. I mean, you've got to step up to the plate every week. You've got to be consistent in your behavior. You've got to consistently be in the game. And for network marketing, that means that you have to consistently be prospecting. It's something that has to be consistent. And so, it's a concept that I can't start and stop, because every time, if you're like a train, you know, the energy it takes to take a train from its stop position to get it going to 60, 80 miles an hour is a tremendous amount of energy. In fact, the majority of the fuel is burned at what stage in a train's drive? At its startup stage, because it's dragging on all, it needs all four cylinders to be working, and it's chugging and chugging and just building that up. Once it's going 80 miles an hour, what does it take from an energy perspective to keep it at 80 miles an hour? Very little, because it has the whole movement. It's got all that momentum behind it. It has the force of nature behind it that keeps it moving. And the same exact analysis applies to your Manatech business. So you've got to start looking at that and say, wow, am I going astray? That's why I tell people sometimes they get frustrated or something, because, boy, there's a lot of frustrations that can occur in any business, not just network marketing. But frustrations occur. If you're taking 3 days off because you went south on a frustration, you've just killed the momentum that you might have had going. So it's about, how do I drag myself up every morning and step back into the game and get right back into it? And I know for me, when I was doing it at the early stages, especially that first year, it was tough, because I kept thinking, oh, you know, Lord, I can hang out my shingle and start practicing law and make $250,000 a year without any effort. What do you have me doing this for? I mean, it was like, this has got to be crazy. I mean, I had so many things going on in my brain that could have talked me out of it, and I kept saying, no, I got to, every morning, I've got to get up, I got to get to that desk, I've got to get back in the moment, I've got to do the consistency of action. If you keep doing what you've always been doing, I mean, and you know that's right to do, I can't say what you've always been doing, because you want to shift and you want to make changes in your life, but keep doing those basic activities. What is it? Prospecting, follow-up, reactivation, prospecting, you heard that last week from Carrie Shepherd when she gave a great training last week in my absence around 525 program. Those are the activities you got every day. Consistency of action. Don't stop and start and stop and start. It'll really devastate your business, because then it's all back about, okay, how do I get momentum going in? Will blitzes work to build momentum? Yes, but you can't do a blitz and then stop. People love to do blitzes, and then they wait for 12 months, and they go, okay, we'll do another one. Whoa, you're going to have peaks and valleys. So with blitzes, you want to give people some time off to rest up, because you can't do a blitz after blitz after blitz after blitz. It'll drive your people crazy. But you can give them a month off or a month and a half, and then you put a new incentive program. It's kind of like what Manatech does. They had the incentive program for Alaska, and then they moved into incentive program for Denver. So you can have different, and I build on to incentive programs. I even augment them by building my own incentive programs, because I want, people like to win things, and they like to work for something other than just, you know, signing up new associates. They want to say, hey, what kind of bonus can I get? Can I earn $1,000 if I do this? Can I do, and I love to do those kind of things for people, because sometimes it helps motivate people, and it helps build momentum. So if truly momentum is based on consistency of action, then what do we need to develop in all of our businesses? Daily action plans. You need to have daily action plans. You have to have commitments on what you're going to create every day. What's my visibility going to look like? How many people am I going to contact? How many am I going to follow up with? How many new am I going to reactivate? How many am I going to commit to getting on automatic order? You know, have a daily action plan and follow the plan. Consistency of action. Constant action creates results, creates momentum in the business. So you can even adopt what Carrie said last week, the 5-2-5 plan. And I even got some feedback from some people from out in the hinterlands that said, you know, 5-2-5 is great, I loved it, but it's not big enough for me, Mary Jo. I'd want to do like a 10-5-10. And I go, great. 5-2-5 was Carrie's plan that she developed herself. It's totally up to you what plan you want to have. We have other people say, well, I'm going to do a 2-1-2 plan. Well, that's great too. A little slower action, but be consistent with it. If you really want to build momentum, you need more massive action, but consistency of action is what leads to momentum, because now you have the force of nature creating things for you every day because you're always in the flow. It's called staying in the flow, keeping it going. Don't stop for a week. Don't go. Even when you go on vacation, do you have to stop for a week? Absolutely not. Most of my people, when they're on vacation, they're sharing with people at the vacation resorts. They're doing all sorts of things. Of course, Holly, I just got a phone call from one of my people on vacation. She was with Caleb Weeks, and she met him at the vacation spot. I said, no, that's not the right person to be prospecting. He's already a man at the presidential. You know, isn't that hilarious? So you can go on a vacation spot and run into another Manitiker. Anyway, but it happens a lot because there's so many of us out there today. But it's important that we keep that consistency of action. Always use consistency of action. And incentive programs are a way for you to get that momentum built to really get people moving along. So I outline that in the outline for today, too, so you can tap into those to get some jumpstart some momentum in your organization. And that's why I love the Denver program. That's why I really, you know, promote people to win Denver, because it's, again, another incentive program that Manitech has to help build momentum. Okay, so everybody get that. Momentum, the law of momentum. Number one law, unbreakable law of network marketing, and you want to have momentum in your organization. Okay, the second law that they talk about, the nine unbreakable laws, is the law of numbers. If you want to build your business bigger, you have to increase the number of people you're contacting each week, each month. It all comes down to three words. Make yourself visible. So many people stay invisible. Staying invisible means sitting at your home and hoping and praying that somebody shows up at the door that you can share Manitech with. That doesn't work. It's about getting out and making yourself visible. It means getting out in public, talking to people at furniture stores, at the grocery store, at the post office. It's about doing meetings, doing seminars, doing health seminars, suggesting being, here's a great one, I do the health, you know, we have a women's newsletter at our church, and I do the health column for the women's newsletter. And by the way, Lydia is now going to be posting those on the Manitrain website. What a great idea was that. She says, Mary Jo, why don't we share it with a bunch of other Manitechers? You guys can tap into that if you wanted to do that yourself. Some of you don't do it because you go, well, boy, I don't even know what I'd write in it. Well, go take them off the Manitrain website. But what it does, it's not... What? I'm sorry?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Anyway, but the beauty of it is this, is that it gets your name out in the church environment. Now we're getting people calling us. We've done three newsletters already, and we're getting people. I'm signing up people. I mean, they're calling, going, Mary Jo, I read your column, and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm not, there's never been anything in any of my three first columns that has anything to do with glyconutritional. Why? Because I'm putting myself out as a person that is totally passionate about health. I'm not a naturopath. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm a doctor of law, but that doesn't really qualify me very well for nutrition. But I have a passion for health and helping people. And I support people, and I research all the time, and I support them and how to help them, you know, in the wellness arena. So we're getting phone calls from that. Isn't that great? But it's called being visible. I'm putting my name out there. I'm putting myself out there as this person that's totally convicted about health, and people want to know. They don't know where to go to get answers. So you've got to find mechanisms that open that door and open that possibility for you. And that can look a lot of different ways, but you've got to get out there and get increase your visibility. I have a couple of sheets. I think most of you have them. Do you guys have my 30 ways to increase visibility? If you don't have that sheet, okay, well, let me do this. It's part of my pathway class, but I'll attach it, and we'll get Lydia to send it out today. And then I have something called Unconventional Ways to Build Visibility. But I'm going to suggest to you that there's a great formula out there. I learned it in my first Clemmer experience, my first personal mastery with Brian Clemmer, which has been years ago now. But anyway, it's a formula. He calls it the multi-million-dollar formula. If you get this formula, you can create anything in your life. So that's why it's a multi-million-dollar formula. It's called intent plus mechanism equals results. And it's all about intent, because if you set your intent or your commitment level high enough, mechanisms will appear, because how many mechanisms are there? How many mechanisms do you have up there in terms of increasing your visibility to share Manatech?
Unlimited.
Infinite. And what's the only restriction that you have? Your own creativity, or lack thereof. That's what holds you back. You just aren't tapping into that creative force that you are internally. Just start tapping into it and saying, how can I get more creative with this? What can I do differently? And I've instituted for my downline a brand new monthly call. Every Monday, third Monday of each period, I have what I call the business call. And the first 15 minutes is dedicated to a brand new marketing idea. So anyone in my organization can get on a call and get a brand new marketing idea once a period, the third Monday of each period. And then I have 45 minutes of open question answer on anything that has to do with business. So it's a brand new marketing idea, and then any questions you have about the business, so that they can hear Mary Jo live for 45 minutes, question answers on business issues. And we're starting this period. It's going to be the first period I'm doing it. Product call on the first Monday, a marketing call on the third Monday, just for something fun and different.
What's the time?
Nope, just my downline. If you want to get it, you got to contact your respective, because there are too many questions I'd have from classified. But you talk to your upline presidential, get a group together to do it for you, so that you can participate in those things. But it's about creativity. It's about just coming up with creative ideas. I don't need to have a list. I didn't start this call with a list in mind. I started this call with no list in mind. I know that if I spend 45 minutes before that call, I'm going to come up with a great new marketing idea, because it's endless. How many marketing ideas out there? But you need to tap into that. You need to tap into, how do I increase my visibility? How do I get out there and get the word out in an effective way? And if you want to build quickly, you need to have mass exposure. If you build slowly, you have minor exposure. So mass exposure would be like ads in papers. It'd be like, you know, getting on the news, calling up Oprah Winfrey. I don't know how many of you have done that lately. Anyone call Oprah Winfrey? Some of you are laughing because you're saying, oh, Mary Jo, I can't call Oprah Winfrey. She won't let me on her show. I don't know. How do you know that? I mean, get outside the box. Step outside the box and do something different. If you got on Oprah Winfrey with the Manatech story and you didn't get to mention Manatech, but you got to mention Glyconutrients, the breakthrough, and you gave them a website and you gave them your telephone number and email address, do you think you'd sign up a few people? I mean, just think about it. I'm not promoting Oprah and all of this, so don't take me wrong. I'm just saying that woman has more exposure than anyone else I know on the face of the earth right now on her, because she just happens to be very popular amongst the masses. I mean, what a great exposure tool. But, you know, and I'm not saying you're going to get on it, but I'm saying open your eyes to the possibilities. Quit staying in the box. And you can do all sorts of, there's all sorts of, you know, I gave you a list of a bunch of television, radio, getting on a radio interview. I've been on a number of radio interviews. We generated a lot of commentary from that. Be very careful with compliance when you get into public eyes. Very, very conscious of compliance issues. So make sure if you're working on something like that, work with your upline presidential or somebody that you trust really gets compliance, because that you could open up to a lot of problems when you start doing those kind of things. You can do newspaper ads, you can go in child care publications, you can do MOPS groups, you can do, you know, there's a lot of, like, homeschooling journals today, because so many people homeschool. You can get involved in homeschooling journals, be it do a health column in a homeschooling journal. I think that's huge for exposure, because those moms, a lot of moms that are homeschooling are very conscientious about health. So you can conquer that by getting involved in, you know, publication, in their publication. But again, don't concentrate on just publicizing glyconutrients. Try to become a kind of a health expert. Kind of talk about different things. you know, my first introduction was what the Bible says about, you know, is the Bible a nutrition book? That was my first question at the top of one of my first things I did, because people don't view the Bible as a nutrition book. I think it is a nutrition book. He gives a tremendous advice in Scripture on nutrition, but a lot of us don't perceive that as what's in there, too. So there's just a lot of great things that I gave you a list of, a bunch of them in the, you know, that'll give you a more massive approach, but it's up to you. It's up to you what you do.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
Become a health expert. I mean, can you get yourself in trouble if you suggest XYZ for something and then somebody tries it and they have an allergy response or they die or something horrible happens?
I don't, what are you guys going to be suggesting? If you're suggesting Ambertose and something happens, they're not going to come.
I mean, just even just, I don't know, a dandelion for liver or something.
I wouldn't do that because that's outside my expertise.
Okay, but I mean,
you get it?
Become a health expert.
Well, but I mean, just I'm not an expert on health, but I have a tremendous amount of knowledge that I've gained. But when somebody says, Mary Jo, what do I do for? I say, well, I think that you should use glyconutrients. Now, anytime I suggest glyconutrients or omega-3s or things like that, if they have an adverse reaction, they're not going to sue Mary Jo. They're going to go after the manufacturer of the product. They want millions of dollars. They don't want Mary Jo's pittance. They want to go after the manufacturer. Are you following me?
When you write an article, you just
I never reference products. Never.
Okay, yeah, but you
say omega-3s
for something.
No, I don't even say omega-3s for something. I might take, but I can mention omega-3s because there are publications out there. There's massive publications in the health industry that aren't Mary Jo. It's not my advice. I can quote somebody else's. You get it? So
okay.
I'm not the expert. I can use somebody else's quote.
Okay.
Does that help support you a little bit? So you can step outside the realm of being the expert on it, but they're looking to you because they know you do. You're doing all the reading and you're doing all the research, and you can give them a good ideas. Okay.
I was trying to get clarification as to how to say it so that you don't, you know.
That you're not putting it exactly. You can use quotes from other organizations. You can say omega-3s are terrific, as Dr. So and So says in his new book, such and such, and you do a quote on that. Get it? Now all of a sudden you're just, all you're doing is reiterating what's already known in the public mind.
Just
that
omega-3s
are terrific, yeah.
Become the messenger then.
You betcha.
Thank you.
You just like quoting scripture. I didn't write the scripture, but I can be that messenger, you know. Okay, yeah, great. All right, so get out there and get that visibility up. Just increase that visibility in 101 different ways, and you'll just see. And the idea, again, is let's make this really clear. The idea of increasing visibility is not about throwing as much mud against the wall as you possibly can. Some people do that in network marketing. They come out and they'll try 25 different techniques at the same time, marketing ideas. They'll do postcards. They'll do cold calling. They'll put, you know, flyers up at Walmart. And the problem is that when you try to incorporate 20 different things, you're never going to run the course of all of them to find out what's effective for you and what's not, where your greatest strength is. So I try to suggest to people, obviously I talk to anyone who I run into on a daily basis, but I don't call that a marketing technique. I just call that being Mary Jo. The marketing technique is whether I do a postcard blitz. Well, I'll make a commitment to do it for 3 months. I don't do it for 1 week and decide it didn't work because I really haven't fine-tuned it. I haven't put enough time and energy around it to make it effective. So you want to pick on different marketing techniques, and you want to really develop them and follow up with them and follow through with them so that they work for you. Just like with chiropractic. I went after chiropractic. I spent a year and a half just getting an endorsement, and then I spent a year on the chiropractic trail of going to conventions all across the country. And that developed a ton of chiropractors in our downline. But it took that kind of time commitment. I couldn't just go hit and miss with it. I had to really say, I'm dedicated. Did that stop my business from growing while I was dedicating my time to that? Absolutely not, because that's not full time. That's just giving an hour a day or a couple hours a week to one specific marketing technique that I believed was going to, you know, come to fruition and be very fruitful for many people. So that's how you look at it and dedicate your time. But make yourself visible, but make sure you're making yourself visible in a very effective way. So don't isolate yourself into being, you know, visible through silliness. Be visible through effective ways. And that might be, you know, health. You might go to health health fairs and things like that. Some people become specialists in doing health fairs. If you're going to do a health fair for the first time, you're probably going to stumble and fall unless you talk to three or four other people who've done them effectively. So get some good advice around it so that you can do it effectively, so you're not wasting your time. Just because it's a health fair doesn't mean that you just go and hang a sign up. There are so many ways. In fact, the guy wrote an entire book, a textbook, around how to be effective marketing at different kinds of fairs, so that you can see that there are techniques that work and techniques that don't work. And we've incorporated some of those. We're going to do a coaches clinic. We're doing, in fact, in 2 weeks, I've got a group from my organization that's going to be at the statewide Texas High School Coaches Convention. And we have a booth there. And we put a lot of time and energy behind what that booth's going to look like, what's going to be there, who are we teaming up with. We even went to Butch Johnson. We got a Team Manitech person to be present with us. And I mean, we just put a ton. But it wasn't a fly-by-night idea. It was something that's got a ton of thought and energy around, because I don't want to dedicate 3 days of sitting in a booth at a high school coaches convention without getting results from it. And so many of us in Manitech, we increase our visibility by doing these things, but we don't put all the energy and time and commitment up front in strategizing to make sure it's going to be the most effective as it possibly can be. Because otherwise, you're just wasting time. Does that make some sense to some of you? Do you feel like some of the marketing efforts you've done haven't had enough preliminary time and energy and footwork and legwork up front to really get the results that you were looking for? Can I say that's pretty clear with some of you?
Rachel?
Yeah?
Could you put the name of that booklet on the website?
Yeah, I will send it out. The 9 Unbreakable Laws?
No,
which booklet?
The Health Fair.
The Health Fair booklet.
How to have a successful health
fair. Oh, the name of the book that's behind that? I'm going to have to dig that. I don't even remember what the name of it is, but I have it in my record somewhere. I'll find it. How to be effective. Okay? Yep. How to be effective at, and I think it's how to be effective at, it's not just health fairs, it's how to be, because it was a broad-based thing. It's like at conference, something like that, at conventions or something, how to run an effective booth or something like that. Yeah, I will get that information
for you.
That
would be very helpful.
You betcha. You bet.
You.
Yeah. Because there are techniques you want to follow and techniques that work and those that don't. Okay. Yeah, I will send it. What I'll do is I'll send it out with the email that I send out the 9 Unbreakable Laws information if you wanted to buy that booklet. How's that? We'll put it back in an email for everyone. Great. Good. So that's basically what it is. So you get the first two laws. They sound pretty simple, but they're huge in terms of growing your business and doing network marketing. Number one, momentum, consistency of action, you know, getting out there, doing the same thing, committing to yourself to do the same thing over and over and over again every day, even though you don't want to do it. Of course, you fine-tune it and you tweak it and you go, how can I be more effective? Because change is imperative in your life. If you're going to change results, you need to change what you're doing. But that doesn't mean you stop doing. It means you stay in the flow and you keep prospecting every day. You might change your marketing technique from time to time to find something different that might work for you. There might be a change of seasons for you where you want to shift. You might want to do some, what I call, you know, really sorting in your marketing plan. You want to do, target marketing instead of just broad-based marketing, but you still want to be consistent with your action. And the second thing is, of course, your visibility. The law of numbers. This is truly a numbers game. It's truly out there to be in contact with as many people as you can, get as much exposure as you can, and then watch people come to you. And that's a beautiful thing that can happen when you do that. But if you don't have much exposure, that's not going to happen with you. So it's about really getting out there and getting exposed. Okay, any questions? Any other questions that you have from today? We sure covered a lot. I feel out of breath. Okay.
Advertising.
Yeah. Advertising is terrific.
There you go.
Yeah.
To change the subject, do you recommend classic or advanced for arthritis?
I use only advanced.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I use. If people want to stay on classic because they've used it for years, that's fine with me. But and any and every brand new person that I sign up is getting advanced. That's all they hear about. That's all that they know about, and that's what I use. Because on a sheet of paper on a product assay basis, it is a far superior product. So.
Thank you very much.
Uh huh. You bet.
At the International Chiropractic Association, who was the one that addressed the young doctor?
Who Who in the International Chiropractic Association did what?
At that convention, were you the one that addressed them back
then? I was actually on stage for the last four or five conventions that I did. The initial convention, Dr. C.J. Mertz did the presentation. He was the president of the ICA at the time. And then in the last, like, finally, he after a second or third one, he said to me, he goes, Mary Jo, you can do such a better job. So he put me up on stage with a mic. Then I did the presentation, yeah. But I had a booth there. We had a booth presence. We were there for 2 days every time they had one, yeah.
When did they first begin doing it, the International Chiropractic Association?
When did they what?
When did they first start doing
it? The endorsement I got from the president of the ICA was December of 2004.
Okay.
So the year of 2005, I spent on the road doing a lot of chiropractic conventions, both in the United States and Canada. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yep, you bet.
Mary Jo, where is the statewide for the coaches going to take place?
Austin, Texas.
Austin?
Uh-huh.
And when?
It's the first weekend in August, the last weekend in July, first weekend in August, whatever that weekend.
Okay.
It starts on a Sunday, the setup's on Sunday, and it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh, you bet. Anyone else? Okay, people, have a great week. Period 8, let's kick it off and make it happen and get to Denver, okay? I love you guys. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Eric?
Jeannie?
Hello? Hello.
Don, you call?
Pardon?
Oh, I was looking for Don Pretty. Is he if he is on his call or not?